Inyan to cause something to become hotter, to give off heat, to heat up something else, then I'll tell you, the zeisim maski havolo. Only if you put this kupa, this is a pot that you already made hatzmona with a shmata around it. Now the way the shmata is now, the shmata itself is not mice of heaven. So you're taking this whole shmata, this whole pot, and putting it on top of shumshimi. Now, on top of zeisim. Now, if you would have put the pot itself on top of the zeisim, there'd be no issa. Because the pot itself is not called hatzmona. No, the issa is, since you put a shmata around the pot, and you put the pot now on top of the shemen is like moisture so much hevel that makes the shmata now also very hot, and now applies nis of davra moist of hevel. But soon say big nakmila at this. The asuki avol, the zeisa masi avolo, of the shumshimila masi avolo, of if you have this pot that has a shmata around it, you made a regular atmono that's muta, with stama towel. Now you took this towel with the pot inside it and put it on top of shumshimi. Since shumshimi is not moist of that much hevel, it doesn't get the whole towel heat hot. So therefore, now it's not called a davar moist of hevel. That will be muta to do. That's the Gemara's teretz. But really, shumshimi by itself is moist of hevel. So if you put the pot inside the shumshimi, that will be also it's moist of hevel. But here the pot is not going inside the shumshimi. The pot is just staying on top of the shumshimi. So the pot itself has atzmon around it. So the shumshimi doesn't heat up the atzmon around it to make the atzmon call the davar mois of hevel. Now this is kapaska nalocha like this. The mosh also brings down nalocha. It's a big nafkamina mol. You put a piece of meat, you take it out of the refrigerator, out of the freezer, and you want to put it on top of a pot. Now really to heat it up on top of a pot on Shabbos is mutter. Since you're not putting it on the eish, you start putting, you have the cholent pot on the fire. You want to put a piece of meat now, a cold piece of meat on top of the pot, that's mutter. Because it's not cold bishul, the meat was cooked already before Shabbos called tzorkoi. You only want to warm it up. On a dover yovish, it's mutter. Let's say the piece of meat though has silver foil all around it. The piece of meat is wrapped up, usually do that, usually wrap it up in silver foil. Or else you have a kugel wrapped up in the silver foil. And now you want to put this whole silver foil on top of a pot. That's the blay bosan now. It's not like a mosh has a chub like that. Because since you have the silver foil around the meat or around the kugel, that blay is like hatmona. You have the kugel matmin wrapped around in the silver foil. Now the silver foil itself is not dovra mois of hevel, so chur should be mutter. But now when you put the silver foil on top of the pot, since the pot is on the fire, and the fire is heating up the pot, and now the pot is going to heat up the silver foil, the silver foil now has din of dovra mois of hevel. That's also to make that hatmona. So you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the silver foil on top of the pot. So the eighth would be is to open up the silver foil, that the top part of it should be open. Even though the bottom is still surrounded with the silver foil, but atzmona is only if it's surrounded all around. That's called atzmona. If you have to open up the top part of the silver foil, the top should be open. Then you're allowed to put it on top of the pot. But if the silver foil is stayed around the meat, so it's called, you have the meat in hatzmona now, and when you put it on top of the fire, that's this gemara. It's called hasuki havola. That's the chiluk we're making the gemara now between zeisim and shumshimi. As we put this pot that has atzmon around it on top of zeisim, since zeisim it's so much moist of hevel, it even heats up the atzmon on the pot and it gives it a shame, davar moist of hevel. That's also mashenkin. You put the pot that has atzmon of stama shmat around the pot that would have been mutter. Now you put it on top of shumshimi. Since shumshimi doesn't get that hot, it doesn't heat up the shmata. The pot is mutter. It's not called davar moist of hevel. Mashenkin on top of the fire, vat is davar moist of hevel. Blay basar. And the Moshe says in Shulvus like that. The only tzatzadam zayin, maybe silver foil is different. Because silver foil, when you wrap it around the meat, you're not doing it with a svar of hatmona. Hatmona means like something is hot and you want to retain the heat there. That's why you wrapped it around. By a piece of meat, you're wrapping it around stam because that's the way to keep it together. Or you don't want it to get dirty. That's why you wrap it around. We don't have kavana for hatmona. But the Moshe says no. He says when you, it's a svar also that, because now that the meat is wrapped around the silver foil, when you put it on top of the pot, the silver foil retains the heat inside. So now all the meat gets heated up much better. That's daima to atzmona. So therefore you're not allowed to put it on top of the pot, since it'll be a mice of hevel. You'll have to bedavka open up the silver foil before you put it on. Here. And that's the maskon. Here we pass like this, that to make hatmona with shumshimi is takosa. He said the psalus of sesame is also dovra mice of hevel. You made hatmona with stamashmat around the pot. and that was mutter, that was the moist of hevel. Now the niya kupa la gefes, now you put this pot on top of the gefes, the leke elisha gefes mala hevel lamala, umasiya kadeva shiba kupa, and now you want the gefes to heat up the pot with the shmat around it, is a chilek. If it's on top of zeisim, it's osur. If it's on top of shumshim, it's not moist of hevel so much, remains osur. So the Gemara, new Gemara now. Rabba Rab Zeira Ikloi Levei Resh Kalusa. Rabba Rab Zeira both went to visit Resh Kalusa. Chaz Yelu Avda, they saw the Yevid in the house of the Resh Kalusa. The Anach, he put Kuza de Maya, a bucket full of water, Apume de Kumkuma. There was a hot kettle of water, a pot, on top of the fire, on the hot kettle. And on top of the hot kettle pot, he put a jar full of cold water. The Kitu is putting like a glass of cold water on top of the hot water kettle. He was doing this on Shabbos. So when Rabbi saw it, Nizra Rabbi, Rabbi got angry and told him, stop it, stop, don't do it. Omer le Rab Zeira, for Rab Zeira to Rabbi, Maishino, why is it also, what's different than this than we had before? Mimechem agabe mechem. Is the halacha, if you have a hot pot on top of the fire, cooking the water, you're allowed to put another pot of hot water on top of that pot. You're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot. That's all he was doing here also. He's putting a glass of cold water on top of the hot water pot. So what's the difference between a mechem, a gavi mechem, and a glass on top of the mechem? And the Gemara posh it there. Over there we're talking about the top pot you're putting is also hot water. You have one hot water kettle on the fire. And you're putting now another hot water kettle on top of that one, like a double boiler. But the top pot that's talking about was also hot. So you're putting it on top, you're not making any new bishul now, you're just retaining the heat in the top one. The balance, it's not called a derech bishul. To put one pot on top of another pot is not called derech bishul. So if the top pot is already in this bashul called sorkoin, and it's still hot, you're allowed to put it on top of the pot on Shabbos. Abahocha, we're talking about iludi kamalit. Here we're talking about this glass he put on top of the mechem was a cold glass, cold water. So if it's like your mom is cooking the cold water on Shabbos, that's also. And now that I put cold water on top of a hot kettle, because since the hot kettle is so hot, yatzla at this boy, and if you leave the cold water a long time on top, the cold water will also become yatzla at this boy. So that's mom is bishul, that's also. It's no tushdom.
What about the Dabi Yavish?
What about it?
Would that be mutter to put on top of mecha?
Yeah.
Even if it was cold.
Right. Rashi apume de kumki made Rashi mechem shochamin. The Yakuza's glass of water, hoysam leitzayin, was full of cold water. So Nizra Gorabai, Rabbi Garang, we told him stop. Maishtam mechem agabi mechem, the tiny mebraisa, the soy pirk and the shari. So posh it also, mekumim mukam. Shamechem elyon, even the top kettle, gam boy yesh maim cham, it also has hot water there. Vatachtan, what are you putting on top of the pot, bottom pot for? Enuel a maim mit chaymish la yafid, just want to retain its heat, it shouldn't get cooled off. Mashenkin here, you're putting a cold glass of water on top of the hot pot. That's also as mamas bishul. We're afraid the cold water become as hot as the yatzal at this boy, and if you open this in your eyes, sir. So therefore, even though you have kavana, we learned before, just to let the cold water become a little lukewarm, still it's also. Since if it will stay there a long time, it will come the yatzal at this boy, the rabbanim agrees you can't put it there, even just to warm up. Right. Hoda Chazia, then Rabbi saw the Eved of Resh Kalusa do another thing. Hoda Chazia, the poris this dura, apu made the kuva, he spread a shmata on top of a big barrel. Rashi, the student means sudish arosh. He's all like his hat. He spread out, or else the kerchief they put on the head, he spread out his hat, apu made the kuva, on the mouth, Rashi, the kuva kankan, on the mouth of a big barrel of water, it could be an empty barrel even, of the anech not lo layu. He put the ladle on top of the cloth, on top of the hat, on top of the scarf, whatever it was. Natlo lios, drashi natlo, kli, that's the ladle, sheshoivin yayim min akuva. When you want to take the wine out of the barrel, use the ladle, take it out. So the kids see, he put a ladle that had some water in it, on top of the clothing, on top of a shmat, on top of his hat, or on top of the scarf, that he spread out over the barrel. That's what he was doing, he's putting like a ladle on top of a scarf. So, Nizar Rabbi again got angry, told him to stop it. Omale Rab Zeira, man, what is he doing wrong? He's not putting a ladle on top of a cloth. What's wrong with putting a ladle? He's not smearing the water on the cloth to say he's doing kibbutz. He's just putting the ladle, even though inside the ladle is water, but the water is not spilling onto the cloth. He's just putting the ladle on top of it. So what should be awesome? Omale, Hashtichazi said, let's wait a few minutes. Let's see if the water won't spill or not. Is Lesoif Chazia de Komatale. At the end, he saw that the water tank had spilled into the Kli, into his car. And what did he ever do? He took the scarf and started to wring it out to get all the water out. That's the Nisi Deraisa. He was doing Kvisa. He was squashing out the water from the thing. See, even though when the ladles of water fell onto the beggar, he's not allowed to spill water, he didn't do that. That was Shlevi Kavonim. He just left the ladle there, and by itself the ladle spilled out into the beggar. But the Gzair is, like the Maisa was, later he took the beggar and squeezed it out. So that's Mamish and Issa Schita. Rashi, the Ko'atzer, Rashi, Shoyasechta, he was squeezing it out, Minamayim Shnivlaboy. And that's an Issa of Kibus of Libun. If you have water in the beggar to squeeze out the beggar, it's an Issa Libun. It's an Issa of Raisa. So the more Omala Yabba, Reb Zeir still has the Kasha. Maishno is a din ledo mi parunko. It's Drashi Maishno mi parunko. Beged osin lifras al gigus. She personalizes the Shabbos. And all you have, the barrel is full of wine, and you want to like cover it up, dirt shouldn't fall in it. So they had special shmatis that used to cover it up. So you see, you're allowed to put a shmata on top of a barrel of wine, and we're not afraid the shmata will get wet, and you'll start to squeeze it out. So what's that to say? You will choshe that this shmata, if it gets wet, he's going to squeeze it out. Or malay poshet. That's a special shmat, a special beggar they use to cover the barrel of wine. So even if the cover gets wet, there's no chash to come to squeeze it, because that's what's made for, that the cover should get wet full of wine. Here he took his sudish rosh, he took his handkerchief, his scarf he took. A scarf you want to be dry. And he put a scarf down, on top of the scarf he put a glass of water. So that's the Xeru. If the water spills on the scarf, well, Choshi, you can come to squeeze out the scarf, because the scarf was not made to have water inside it. Ma'ashenken here, the Parvunka, it was made for that. Yeah. Smell is no tushna. Right. V'loy b'tevin. The Mishnah says what? You can't make hatmona with tevin. Tevin straw is called something that's moist of hevel. When? Only when it's wet. When it's dried up, it's not moist of hevel anymore. So the more boy mine ravada ba masno mi abaya. Ravada masno es kashm abaya. Muchin. The Mishnah also says muchin is also something that's moist of hevel. Muchin means a material that's soft. Either katin or else very soft wool. A soft material. Is muchin shetomen bem. This muchin, now regular soft material like soft wool or soft katin, is aimed to be used to make the god with. So that's muksa. It's like raw material that in the middle of the week you're going to use it to sew a beggar with. So on Shabbos, Avada, that's muksa. It's not oimit used for a kli itself to muchen. It's oimit to make the god another. So muchen by itself is muksa. Now here's the shalom. What about Friday? You took this muchen and you made hatmona with it. One time you took and wrapped it around your pot to make the pot hot. And it says as mutter. It's not moist of heaven and you did it before Shabbos. Is muchen shetomin bohen. Ma'alu tutolim b'Shabbos. Now on Shabbos has become ois muksa or not. So Drashi muchen. Eine mele lasis nem levedim. It's only oimit to make clothes with. Shekhar and Plato, muksin hain. Limlocha, it's muksa set aside only to use for to making garden with. The yosta tatla, melus muksa. The elu, shetomna ben, now that you use this mukhin and you wrap it around your cholen pot, miyamrina and yachta latmonim, now you set aside this raw material to use for atmonim, the ikotar is clear lame, now it has a shame clear, it's not muksa anymore. Or mutla tatla, mishavis. Since you set it aside before Shabbos on Friday, you made it a Shem Kli. I lie. We say no. Tum today, you have nothing else to make katmona with, so use the Muchen. But Avada, right after Shabbos, you're going to use this Muchen again to make the Godin with, so you didn't give it a Shem Kli. Still called Muksa. That's the Shaila. If you use it one Shabbos, does that make Ois Muchen, Ois Muksa, or no? Omala answered back, Pshit Avada, it's still Muksa. Zuchi Mifnei Shein Le Kupa Shal Tevin. I made Umafke Kupa Shal Muchen. There's really, what do you use for hatmona to wrap around? Stam tevin, usually use push it a straw. Now, pum, this Friday he had no straw in his house. So this one Friday he had to use the muchen, he had to use this raw material that he's going to use to make the godin. But since he had to use it this one Shabbos, we don't say now he's miyachet for hatmona, it's too chashuv. Havadar, after Shabbos, he'll again use it to make the godin with. And next Shabbos he'll use tevin. So the fact to use it for one Shabbos, his zichet doesn't make it a shem kli, it still remains muksa. Rashi, I made the maske lekach. Kupa shel muchin shel demer yikorin. It's very expensive. This soft material is a derech pekach for leibatle latmona. It's not a derech to use it for poshut atmona. So even though you were stuck one Friday, you had nothing else to use it. Havad it's a svara next after Shabbos. You use it for begodim again, and it still remains muksa. So the moral lema mesarei. I'll bring you raya for your svara. It still remains muksa. Is alocha toinin begizei temer. You're allowed to make hatmona with gizei tzemer, pieces of wool. over tzipei tzemer, other types of wool. That Rashi tzipei, Rashi gizei shel tzemer, kemoishin igzuzu. As soon as you shear off the wool, off to the animal, that's called gizei shel tzemer. Tzipei tzemer means, liyachashin afsu, after you combed out the wool. V'shotchu, you stretched it out. Kemin machtzolus, mashtifin, like you stretched out, machtzolus is, naps. No, you made long pieces of wool. Or else, uvulushen yeshalagoman, tongues, pieces of blue wool. Trashul shenis means l'achas shetzoven. After you dyed it blue, the wool, the circle, and you combed it out, thy son came the shenis aruches l'tavosin. You made like long tongues of it, ready to start weaving with it now. Uva muchin, who are din muchin? It's any soft material. Is even though you made out tamoni with these things, the ein metaltlin oison. You should know though you're not allowed to be metaltlin. These things still remain muksa. So you see, claw, even though you made hatsumon with it, we said a svara. This Friday you were stuck, you had nothing else to use. You used these materials. But avadi, you're not miyachrit for hatsumon. It's still called a something that's aimed to weave with, to make the godim. So avadi is still muksa. So the Gemara named, imi shemol layir, man, you won't have any raya. Hochikam, I'll tell you the pshat in the braisa. Im loitom vehen, lui tsui, you did not make hatsumon with it. Is ein metaltel noison. That's what the braisa means. Enechnami. If you used it this Friday and made hatsumon with it, you made it ois muksa. But the braisa says ein metaltel, this mukhin still remains muksa, is we didn't make hatsumon with it. Fred Gemari, hochim azoy, maimon mein mepshita. If you didn't make hatsumon with it, so since this is raw material, that's ein meant to be used to make the godim with, so vader it's muksa. It doesn't have a shame clean now. You're ein meant to weave it, to make it into the godim. It's muksa. So what's the chiddush if you didn't make hatsumon? And the Gemara, there's still a chiddush. This mukhin, this raw material, even though it's only to use, to weave with, to make the godim, but right now you could use it as a chair. A mold, you sit down on the floor, they'll put a shmatu underneath to sit down. So since you could use it for a chair, that's the chiddush, no. Since it's only though to be used for weaving, it's raw material that you use to make a beged, it's not called a kli. It's only to make the godim and it's still muksa. Even though you made hatsumon with it, still ain't metaltel noisim. Now we say no. Im letamim behem. Omili midikatoni. Reishas meaning the time them. The Reisha tells you chiddush. You're allowed to make hatsumon with this material before Shabbos. Why do loy mois mehavlo? This material is not mois of hevel. Vashmin is safer, and the safer is another chiddush. The stam muchin muktzoyis nenu. The stam muchin yishno is muksa. Avalhani, the Tomim then have a commission yaslakach, but it could be nechnam if you used it for atzmona this Friday. The fact you use it, that made it into a kli. But stam muchen that you didn't use for atzmona, that remains muksa. Is the kasher mazay cheat that's muksa? You didn't use it yet. The teretz is lemazgon leis of alein. Since they're royal to use for a chair to sit on, like, so I would think it has some use. Let me give it a shem kli. Kamash will know it's not miyuchet for that. The muchen is miyuchet to use to make the godim with. Therefore, they're called muksa. new Gemara. Rav Chizda was matir on Shabbos. Lahadurei udro levei sadya. If you have a pillow that your feathers came out of the pillow on Shabbos, he was matir to put the feathers back into the pillow on Shabbos. Bishabata. Trash Ladure Udrula Vesadya, Lahas the Muchin, to return the soft material, Shinoflu Minakarla Teuchen, that came out of your pillow. You had a pillow that had Muchin, soft material, that had cotton inside it, and the cotton came out on Shabbos, it's Mutter to put that. That's what we passed like that, that if it came out on Shabbos, it's Mutter. What? It's Daimit to Mastak and Cleave, we'll soon see. You're making a pillow now. By putting it back in, you're making a cleave. When the feathers came out, it's not right to use. Putting it back, you're making a kli. It was on see. If you didn't have it the year before Shabbos, it's also to do it with Chilan Shabbos. The Mar Asira, Eisvei Rav Chonin Bar Chizda, the Rav Chizda, is Alocha Matirin Beit Tzavra B'Shabbos. Beit Tzavra is like your neck. Amo, when you used to give the neck into the cleaners, they used to sew up the neck, make short stitches there, because they should stay in place. And when you took it home, you used to open up the stitches to be able to use it to put your neck through the bigot. So you're allowed to untie the knots the kovis made. The belt the kovis made knots were knotted the kesher shor kayama, and it was a poshtin knot. It was made to be opened up as soon as you take it home. Therefore, it's mutter to open it up on Shabbos. Is Rashi Mativin Beis Hatzavur Shederech HaKoyfsim HaKoyshrin. When he gave it to the cleaners to wash his shirt, it was there for them to tie their neck down. But they zikr tied it with a kesher she'ein shakayama, who as soon as the Bailam got home, he opened it up. So that's mutter. So machleki, some Rishonim learn, even though you'll take it home first in 5 days, 10 days, doesn't make a difference. But it was made matchil that as soon as you get it home, to open it up. Some Rishonim know only means he mamish made it on Friday, and he had that to open it up like within 24 hours. Like every kesher shakayama, such a sheet like that. If you make it not, I'm going to stay more than 24 hours, there's some sheet to learn that's awesome with the Rabbanah to make it or to open it up. Well, this we'll see later. The kids here, this knot was made up of the das to open up. It's called Kesher She'en Shekuyam, it's Mutter. Avoloi Poitchim. But Metchili are not allowed to open up the Tzavar on Shabbos. Drashi. Avoloi Poitchim. Drashi Lechetchila. Ta'ash Dovid Leimona. Now you're making a mona. Hey, the Tzavar means I'm all used to like a shirt. Metchila, when Uman made it, he tacked and stitched it up very, very tight. And when you get your shirt home the first time, you have to open it up. That's mamash called the kesher shakayama, to open it up on Shabbat. That's awesome. You're opening up a kesher shakayama. That's awesome. I will like poiskin. You can't open it up. You can't put muchin loyel techa kan, not into a pillow. Loyel techa ksos, not into a sheet. Ksos is what is a blanket. Kids, you can't put the mucha, the feathers, back into the pillow, or back into the blanket. The yomtiv. The etzah claim the Shabbos, and the other Shabbos also to put it back. So, who is the stira? Rav Chizda just said you're allowed to put the udra, you're allowed to put the mucha back into the pillow, and there it says you're not allowed to put it back in on Shabbos. And if the Gemara on that kasha, there's no stira. Ho becharati ho batiki. If you have a new pillow that never had the feathers or the muchin inside it yet, on Shabbos you can't put the feathers into the pillow. That's called tikkun money making a kli. Mashenkin, if it was in before Shabbos, just it came out on Shabbos, that's not demon to make it a kli. Drashi b'charati, shtoyhoyu mo'elom l'toychoy, is also, tahash to'ovud le'mona, now you're making a kli, it's makna patish, that's I think the child, some learn, some Mishrim was nisr d'raisa mamish. It's like makna patish, or you're making low kli, you'll be an nisr. Mashenkin batik is a drashi, lach ziru l'kar, zesh enoch l'menu, that's mutter. It's nothing, since you had a kli ready, and since the feathers that came out of it, like we still see, this is part of the kli, you're putting it back together because you're not making a new kli, you're just fixing it up, and it's not a davar chashuv. What you're doing, that's mutter. Kainzer will have later, same halacha by shoelaces. If you have shoes that don't have shoelaces before Shabbos, it's also to put the shoelaces in on Shabbos. That's called mesakin mona. But if you had shoelaces in your shoe, and your kid starts playing with your shoe and pulls out the shoelaces on Shabbos, that's mutter to put it back again. Since the shoelaces were on before Shabbos, it's mutter to put it back in again. But to pull new shoelaces that weren't there before Shabbos, that's also. And then if your shoes, if the shoelace rips on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put new shoelaces in. You just have to play around with your shoelace the way it is and just make it stretch out to use it the way it's shorter. But to put new ones, it'll be also. We'll see this later on. But Matanya Nam Yach have a right for this also. A noisin esal muchin. You can't put the muchin, the soft material. Loyal techa kar, not into the pillow. Loyal techa ksof, not into the blanket. The yom tevei sokolim of a Shabbos. Noshru, but lo yitzu, they were in there at the beginning of Shabbos. Now they fell out. Noshru, what happens? They just down, fell out of it. They were noshru. Is mazir noisin of a Shabbos? You'll have to put it back on a Shabbos. Vein sokolim of a yom tevei. Because they call this chilek, it was there before Shabbos, chazor is nothing, that's mutter. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, ha-poiseyach beis ha-tzavah b'shabbos chayiv chatas. In case we get this shirt, you bought it new, and we have to put your head through, our mole was closed up, it wasn't opened up yet. I can imagine you have an undershirt that has no place to put your neck through. So you have to first rip it open on Shabbos, and you rip open your undershirt on Shabbos, you chayiv chatas. So Trashi, this is a big shala, a big shala mishayim, the Rambam, what's the issa of Pesach Beis HaTzavah? Rashi learns chayi chayi chatis, tahashta ko mishavu leimona. The chayi mishum makad apatish, vayinu gemar malocha. Ye chayi for makad apatish, this is called the gemar malocha. That's the issa. So they learned Rashi. That's a... Alright, that's al-stira. The Rambam learns.
I'm not sure.
Kitzur, Rashi learns, though, it's portrayed out Makra Patish. You're making now the kli, this undershirt, like it was not ready to use. The first time you open it up, making the slit, to be able to put your head through it, that's not Mas Makra Patish. Final Gemara Malach. Maskevlar of Kana. Kana has the kashra on this. Ma ben zeh le magufas chavis. Why is this different than you have a barrel full of wine, and the barrel was made first of wood, and then on top they put in tight the cover to it.